Informing and educating voters, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and this week our guest is the newly elected president of the local league, Joan Sampieri. Hi, Joan.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a fairly new resident in Michigan. I came here about 7 years ago, and I'm excited to be here. There's so much going on in Michigan and so much in Washtenaw County that it's been an interesting place to live, and I expect to live out the rest of my days here.
Are you excited to be the new league president?
Excited, intimidated, hoping for good things, and counting very much on the people on the board and the other members.
Well, thank you for joining us for In the Public Interest. And you're here today to talk about the Observer Corps that the league operates. What exactly is that?
It is a system of observation, mostly in our area, for local commissions, local boards, the library board. We could observe a township meeting, and I have been just recently. We might sit in on the county commission meetings, or on the Roads Commission meeting. And the purpose of that is to educate ourselves about what's going on in our community and also to educate others in the community who may not have access or sometimes interest or sometimes time.
The league actually has a core. Is that like voted upon or a group that you count on to go to these meetings? They get assigned specific meetings to go to?
That's a really good question. It's a committee of people who have volunteered and who have gone through training on what it is to be an observer. They must be league members. They must be able to bite their tongues unless the league has approved any statements that they're going to make. They will be trained, and we're going to do continual training on what to look for in a local meeting, how to sit quietly, and what it is that you might be interested in, how to read a budget, how to look at what's being proposed, how to understand the dynamics and the process of a meeting, not to embarrass or distress anybody, because these are people who have in essence, most of the time, even though they're sometimes paid, like county commission members or trustees on township commissions, they may be local people interested in their local community who want to do a good job for that community, and we want to help them.
So if you're a member of the League of Women Voters Observer Corps, you're more there to listen and learn, not participate in the meeting?
That's right.
How does this fit with the Ann Arbor League's mission and program?
It's exactly right for our mission. Part of what we do is make sure that voters are educated. That is a large portion of what our mission is. And this helps not only individually and on the commission level, but it also helps as we prepare things like our forums. We do candidate forums every year, and it helps us propose the right questions, because we know what's happening, or we hope we know what's happening within the community.
Are all government meetings open to the public?
They are. There are some instances when they're closed, but they are very limited instances. If a commission or a committee is in the middle of a personnel discussion or in a legal discussion that could hamper things if it were public knowledge too soon, then it's closed. But it must be a part of a regular meeting. They must go into a closed meeting and come back out of the closed meeting.
Is this a new idea for the league?
No, this was formed in 1945.
1945.
Yeah, with the formation of the United Nations, President Truman invited us to sit in as observers for the U.S. on the newly formed U.N.
In the Ann Arbor League of Women Voters, Ann Arbor Area League of Women Voters, who are observers? How do they get appointed, or how do they get to be one?
They must be members. They can ask to be trained. I hope we have a training coming up in July. And then once we're comfortable with a level of training of someone, a league member, then we write a letter to the board or the commission that they're going to observe, introducing them and explaining what their purpose is.
So you let the people whose meetings you're attending know that you're coming?
Yes.
Does that make them nervous?
So far, I haven't seen that, and I don't hear that from other leagues.
So when the Observer Corps goes to the meeting, how do they report back to the league?
Generally, it's a written comment. And sometimes we may do what a couple of other communities here in Michigan do. They synthesize what they've heard and put it into a newsletter.
Would you say every single meeting is covered, or do you pick and choose what?
Oh, no. We don't quite have enough people to do every single meeting. But people generally can select what appeals to them.
And then how do you decide what meeting to go observe?
For instance, one of our members really is interested in the library board. She might look at the schedule that's posted on the website and determine that once a month she could go to their meetings. And maybe if there's a work session, she might go to one of those. She or he, because we have male members too. And they would let me know what it was that they were going to observe.
We discussed this a little bit, but it seems like there might be like core reasons, core benefits of the League of Women Voters Observer Program. Can you tell us about those?
I think so. I think for the members, there's a great deal to be said for understanding the process of local government and local government issues. Sometimes things like the Road Commission seem so far out of our reach, and yet sitting in on a Road Commission meeting, listening to them wrangle and having to deal with their own budgets gives us a little bit better understanding of not only their commitment to getting our roads fixed, but the things that hamper them, so that we then can provide that information for the community. Larger than that, it teaches us about the local issues. It teaches us to watch what the community does in terms of how it governs itself. Michigan has been dead last in accountability for a number of years, not the local governments, the state government. But without somebody keeping an eye, sometimes things slide, not in a way that's meant oftentimes, although sometimes, but things slide. We get sloppy in process. We get sloppy in how we handle things. We get a little sloppy about whether we're complying with the Open Public Meetings Act, which requires that we do everything in public. And so all of these things are important from the league's standpoint. But we also take something to the local organizations, that we're not there to wish them ill, but that we do care what they're doing and that we are keeping an eye on it.
And you said the Observer Corps does not speak at the meeting, but do you ever get back in touch with an organization?
Oh, yes.
And how does that work?
Well, so far we have not done that, but we might give, I can see a time when we might give feedback. But we would do that privately. That's not something to embarrass somebody over, unless it's something that's really out of hand. And the league itself is going public in its board meetings in order to do exactly what it's asking of local organizations, that we do our things in a sunshine way, that we post our agenda, that we post our minutes, and that people can come and watch.
That's Joan Sampieri, newly elected president of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. You did a great job on your first edition of In the Public Interest. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.